Hello. This is the Approach Lee podcast. This is episode 10 on March 22nd, Tuesday, 2019. Shitty year so far. Off to a bad start. Year ended pretty shitty. And then I just carried on from December, so... I'm not sure if you guys have been having a better 2019. I know my 2019 hasn't been the best. We're 3 months into it. It's going by fast. So I'm taking a longer route this time. I decided to call like this segment where... You know, I do these short podcasts on my way to work. Just call them On My Way. Like I said before, I have a mic and it's pretty simple to go on the Podbean app and do it live from there. So that's what I'm doing. But... You know, I know it's not the best quality. It's going to have to do for now. You know, I don't mind. I was saying yesterday that I wanted to just do something to get into a habit and improve that over time. I was telling you guys that I went to... So last Friday I sent an email and I was kind of talking shit and, you know, like I usually do and... as I said, I did have the manager first thing, well, not first thing, but as soon as he had a chance, he's always in fucking meetings, he pulled me aside, took me in a room, and then we talked about it. He said he was going to write me up, kind of didn't seem like that at the end, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to write me up, but, you know, I told him too, you know, if you want, we can work something out. Maybe it's not, you know, because he said that the job isn't flexible enough for me, you know. And, but he said he can make adjustments, you know. But at the same time, he was kind of threatening, so I don't like to play games. But with that said, I mean, the people I worked with, they're in bad moods, like all of them, you know, and he kind of called it, and just the vibe was off. I felt that, but they got shit done, so I mean, I don't know, pick your poison. I'd rather people get shit done than fucking everyone fucking laughing, having a good time watching March Madness and shit, and fucking... all this work to do, you know, only a few people contributing, takes its toll over time. But this time today I managed to get up early, surprisingly. There's a lot of traffic, but there's not as much as there usually is, which is good. This, Honda Civic in front of me with no license plates. Sketchy AF. I just bought it. It's all blacked out. Or they stole it. I don't know. It's pretty nice. So yeah, it's pretty early. You know, I managed to actually stay awake when my alarm went off at 4:45 this morning. I need to practice not saying filler words. I wonder what kind of classes these people, like Joe Rogan and like professional announcers, what they use as filler words. Maybe they always have something to say, so they never have filler words. I know that was something I had to coach people on all the time when I was a call center team manager. And my agents, you know, they would take calls and I would have to QA them, quality assure them, and make sure that they were meeting our customers' needs. And that was one thing I was supposed to score against, was how many filler words they use, or how good they, you know, how... there's two questions for it, like, you know, I don't remember exactly what they were, but I need to practice that. That's one thing I've noticed. I say too many times, but it's a lot of things people have to work for. I haven't really been used to speaking to the mic, or even speaking for the last couple of years, because, you know, a lot of times I just keep to myself unless I have to actually interact with someone. Either way, it's good to wake up and get your shit going. Even though, you know, I wish I could have left a little earlier. I ended up leaving a little later than I wanted to. So what I'm actually doing, I'm on my way to this place. It's called Einstein Donuts, or bagels, I mean. I'm not sure how... I don't even know how big they are in Utah, but I'm sure they're pretty big. I think they're in other states too. It's a big franchise. But they have a little catering special. And I actually learned about this company from my job, because what my job actually does is anytime someone joins the IT department, they purchase a catering thing of bagels. I don't actually know how many they purchase, but, you know, it's a good amount for the entire department. There's like 50 of us in the department. So, anytime someone joins the company, they get a welcome, or, you know, they pretty much are put on the spot. You have to tell everyone a little something about yourself. I had to do this twice. It was fucking annoying, but either way, free bagels, cupcakes sometimes, you know, something sweet. But then they, they pretty much set a high expectation, you know, at the start. And then from there it just goes down. They do all this weird shit that I don't, you know, appreciate, but I know probably other cultures appreciate more. Fuck this SUV backing up in the middle of the fucking highway. Almost crashed into, well, this truck fucking was going 50 miles an hour, but it was far enough that he had time to stop. But I mean, that looks scary for a bit. It was just backing up a big semi truck, probably doing its morning delivery or some shit. But here we are. Onward. I saw the Theo Von and the H3H3 podcast. That was a pretty good podcast. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched like three separate highlights, but I felt like it was the entire podcast, basically, from those three highlights. But I did want to talk about Ice Poseidon. So this guy, I just barely started following him. I think I knew about him from a few years ago, just knowing he was a up-and-coming streamer. Now he had a huge network. I mean, he has like 700,000 followers on YouTube. You know, I think Joe Rogan has, I don't know, I haven't checked for a while. I know Joe Rogan probably has like 3 or some shit like that. So, but yeah, so now we're, oh shit, just gotta be careful, fucking morning, people are fucking idiots. So yeah, basically what happened was, well, at first everyone thought he was, being raided by the FBI for, like, Ponzi schemes and fucking, who knows, there's a bunch of theories out there, but, so they have their own network. It's called the CX network. CX stands for, it makes a smiley face when you turn it to the side. And that's what, like, people within this network and community would use outside of the actual stream to indicate, you know, they are part of the CX community, the Purple Army, you know, that Ice Poseidon started, that whole community. And he has a bunch of streamers that have since become, like, characters in his live stream, you know, like, it's kind of like a reality stream show. It has a lot of drama. It's actually, I find it entertaining. I like the guys, Mexican Andy, not to confuse him with Andy Milonakis, a Guatemalan Mexican, you know. He's like Carlos Mencia, you know. He's Guatemalan, but he everyone calls him Mexican, and that was his claim to fame. So that's just what he goes by. So. Fucking, come on, crackhead. But yeah, so now I'm gonna get some bagels. I bought them for just my team. Just maybe get a better vibe today. I might get fired, who knows, whatever. Just, I mean, I bought like an hour's worth of bagels for everyone, so. Either the gesture will go wasted, or I'll get some positive karma. I don't actually know where Einstein is, but I had an order pick up at 6:30. I'm already late, but might be it. Over there. Let's go take a look. Looks fucking dark as fuck. I think it is Einstein Bros Bagels. They have no lights on their sign, so it looks fucking dark as fuck. A couple customers here. He's got his donut. He's got his donut. His bagel. His bagel. Damn, a bunch of white people. White people love this place. That's why I set up an order with this place, because I just work with white people. You know, I'm the one Mexican guy in it seems like in the entire company, let alone my the IT department. You know, Mexican guys have always been a rarity in IT. I worked with a couple of them remotely, but just locally, they're a rarity. And it's just weird. It's just weird being around so many white people, even though I know it's technically their state. You know, it's in our ancestral land. Oh, hey, I actually did an order yesterday.
Jesus.
So it would just be these two?
Yes.
So whenever someone picks up the caterers,
I'll just sign off.
If it's like this, it's already been paid for. And they just need to sign. So you sign on the bottom for me, please.
So if it has one of these sheets?
If it's one that's printed off like that, it's done through our catering online. So these ones are calling and they have to be paid for.
Okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure where you're going.
This is the entire thing,
yep,
right? Sweet. You guys have a good morning. Thank you. so fucking bizarre. So I'm gonna have to go back and edit this out. I think I leaked my name, you know. Didn't even think about it. I'm not used to this shit, but I'm just glad that I'm not live streaming. But fuck, man, white people love their bagels. You know, must be something in their diet. You know, from back in the Middle Ages when all the peasants, that's all they could eat is bread. That was the cheapest thing. You know, I don't know what it is, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it's 6:30 in the morning. Wow, 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 wow. Fucking, I don't know why this police officer's been here, you know, just pointing his lights at me. Oh, but he's like in the other parking spot, parking lot, where Chick-fil-A is. The whole time he was pointing his lights towards Einstein's. I wonder if they had some people, you know, watching out for them in case of a robbery. I don't know. That was crazy though. There's two guys and an old lady. Just three different tables reading newspapers. Nothing, you know, it looked like Starbucks, like how you see Starbucks movies and shit. I've never actually been inside a Starbucks, but that's what it looked like. But they were not drinking coffee. They were just eating it. Well, I don't even think they were eating bagels. Hopefully it's not too difficult to edit out some stuff here on the app. I would like to, well, let me see, make sure I'm still streaming. There's not any issues here. Still recording. Yep, still going. And let's see. Let's cheer.
I must say that in the home.
I don't know how this works. Piece of shit. But yeah. So hopefully these guys appreciate the gesture. I did a good amount in 30, you know, for the department, the network operations team, and the service IT operations team. Yeah, I like people in the knock better. They're more like down to earth, chill, and they have a shitty job. I mean, they're pretty much enslaved in a fishbowl for like 12 hours a day. It's how I got my foot in the door in IT, so I can empathize, but it's not something I'm really interested in doing. You know, it's kind of a dead hole. You don't get that much you can get a lot of exposure. It depends your position. This company, it's not really a path you want to go. I'm sure there are companies that varies. I know in my last company, you know, it was a prized position, you know, in a way. It was a very important position. But yeah, so this Ice Poseidon, you know, this guy, who knows? They're saying he's been addicted to coke lately. He's done some weird shit on his live streams. Some of the other streamers, like for example, there's one clip where they were looking for him in his mansion because they live in what's called the streamer mansion, and so they were looking for him. They couldn't find him. He was ended up being like in the corner of the property behind the storage shed in the back, and he was just chilling there, and he was like, you know, I was just chilling, you know, just not doing anything. And the guy was like, what the fuck, for an hour? And it was just really weird, but I don't know. I said, and he has down-to-earth personality. I've watched a lot of his streams, clips. I haven't really seen him at his, you know, when he was gaining his following, but, you know, recently, when he got streamed by raided by the FBI, you know, everyone had all these things they were saying, but it turned out it was just another swatting attempt, you know, when fucking people call, leak, you know, when they get their information leaked, or when they see a streamer in a certain spot, they'll call the police, or, you know, make something, go call the business owner, they'll do some crazy shit like that. And so it's just part of the game. It's kind of shitty, you know, it's kind of you know, they get compensated well for it, and they get out scotch-free for the most part. But, you know, what if one of those SWAT team members gets a little trigger happy, or there's a misunderstanding and, you know, something bad goes down. They have fucking tasers on them all the time and shit. Ice Poseidon does, you know, he always has a fucking taser and shit. So who knows, you know, you never know when some shit could go down. The streamer mention looks fun. He's moving, though. That's the point I was trying to get to. And he was trying to, he didn't know where he wanted to go. He knew he didn't want to be in Los Angeles, just because it all seemed, his career seemed to take a turn for the worse once he got to LA. Whereas when he was, I don't even know where he's from originally, maybe Florida. Either way, he's trying to decide where he's going to go now. So he said that he was going to, their next plans. So another thing that got leaked recently is that, so they, his manager didn't pay his storage shed, and it got auctioned off. And there was fucking a cell phone in there that allegedly had pictures of Ice Poseidon, Ice Poseidon's manager fucking a cat, and I guess having sex with a human as well that was a man, so that would make him gay. And allegedly all these pictures were there. Who knows if it's a defamation attempt, you know, try to make him seem worse than he is. But either way, this is Ice Poseidon's manager. His name is Steve Jobs. This guy's trying to go. She's actually a cute girl. Works with me. I don't see her. I don't recognize her. But what I wanted to say was, wow, letting the beast within out without even realizing it. So Ice Poseidon, so what they're gonna do now, they're gonna go to Oklahoma. They bought a military bus and they're gonna do a road trip back to LA. He said he only wants to live in LA for a couple more months. Obviously it's not his mansion, they're renting it and shit. But then they were like subleasing it to other streamers. So it was really an ingenious idea. But he basically said he doesn't want to have his community anymore, the CX community. He wants to rebrand and make it basically more about himself. And he had this network, all these people in his community, and they had this shared website. And it was really like, they were making a lot of money, you know, and it's a shame that all this drama put it to rest. But the point I was trying to get to is that he's trying to decide where he's going to be living after this. And I think Salt Lake City would be great for him. Not to be biased, but he's white. White people love white people. Utah is a very white biased community because of the Mormons. And he like really fits the culture here, like the goofy culture, the eccentric. What was the? There was this video that explained him as flamboyant. Flamboyant personality. I think Utah would be great little hub for him, you know, and he might not even know it yet. You know, it's a quick flight to LA from here. He can go to other places as well. You know, he has the money. He can go anywhere he wants. I think Utah really is a good spot for him, and I think he'd really like the girls here. I think if other streamers want to visit him, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. That's why there's a lot of call centers here as well, because there's a lot of businesses in California, and the executives like that. Utah, you can travel back and forth if need be rather quickly within a few hours, you know. So that's basically all I had for today. I want to go ahead and thank everyone who's listening in. I did make it to work. I got to take these bagels inside. I hope you continue watching and you tell your friends. And I also hope you have a great day. And please don't hesitate to let me know if there's any issues or if you have any suggestions or concerns. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day. Take care. Bye.